Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The joining us is JP Lowe. He's from Sandparks. I see that the EFF has tabled a motion that the Kruger National Park gets renamed to the name, for example, like the Skukuza National Park being floated. And this has sparked a national debate about heritage, law, tourism. Sandparks says there is no formal renaming process underway, but we wanted to really just understand what it really means and how important these types of names are. Thank you for joining us. A very good morning. So who is actually the legal authority to rename a national park?
Yeah, look, the management and even naming of national parks is dealt with, it's called NEMPA, the National Environmental Management Protection Act, is what deals with these issues. And then the issue of renaming overall would be a process, I think, that falls under the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, with the minister there being responsible for those sorts of aspects. But with the national parks in particular, it's a competence that lies with the Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment.
Right. Does Sandparks get involved in it? I mean, would you be asked for input for I would imagine you would, because it does impact you greatly if a park had to be renamed.
Remember that legally we operate as an entity that reports to the minister. So really, every time the minister gives an expression that relates to our work, that expression becomes the position of Sandparks as the portfolio that we report to. But normally with these types of things, you do have a situation where the minister would engage not just Sandparks, but probably a range of other role players, so that would then inform whichever direction he would then have to go to. But really, you know, how it would be done, what consultation happens, those sorts of things. Ultimately, those sorts of questions would lie with the authority that makes the decision about how a name can be changed.
Mm, mm. Kruger is a globally recognized brand, there's no doubt, like the Serengeti, like Yellowstone. Is there the risks of a name change to bookings, international marketing systems? Is it significant?
I think that when you get into that space, you're going to find yourself being quite speculative about pros and cons, and all of those things have to be weighed up. I mean, you of course have to think about the tourism economic elements, and even in that space alone, there's to and fro, because there are those who say consider the name change, because we are now in 2025, and what Kruger himself represents is not what's aligned to what South Africa is. Then there are those on the other side of the coin who are saying, but think of the level of investment you have to put back into a brand that's become this very big and strong. And so there's also then therefore the social issues you have to think about, you know. And from a social perspective, even the communities around there, how they would feel about when you went in this type of direction. So it's not just the tourists, it's the communities, it's South Africans themselves. There's all kinds of parties that would be involved. You have to weigh all of those things up and then make a determination. On the side of Sandparks, what we then would do is that based on then what finally becomes the official position, we would continue with that. Remember, we manage about 21 functional national parks. Mm. So this is one of our iconic ones. But certainly it will just, again, be one of those that we manage within the context of whatever are the necessary decisions and approvals that are given around things like names and whatever else.
Right. In other words, you continue just to manage the park and certain things fall outside of your ambit. But at this stage, has there been anything requested of you in terms of this potential name change?
No. We haven't been approached in that respect by any party. The only way that we got involved in this specific discussion is that the matter was raised in the legislature of Mpumalanga. I think it's called through a motion without notice. So it means one of the political parties was able just to put the matter on the table without it necessarily going through much more deeper processes, even of that specific legislature. But then from there, I think some colleagues in the media picked the issue up, and then it became the discussion point that it is today. But from our side, the SANParks, we've never received really any formal request to engage in on this issue.
That is where we leave it. Thank you for that. Thank you for the perspective. That was JP Lowe, he's head of communications. He's a spokesperson for SANParks. And I think the point that he made is that it was picked up by media, because I think generally South Africans and South African media really does like to talk about these things because it causes a bit of discomfort and it's a bit of annoyance on any side. And of course, we can then talk about who Paul Kruger was and apartheid and all of that. And I think we do have to be careful about letting the agenda be set for us when really SANParks themselves haven't been asked to get involved. It is probably nowhere on anybody's list, but it is just perhaps a way for the EFF to remain relevant.